بلاهای بیشماری از دوره از اسماعیلیان در این منطقه وجود داشته و تأثیر مهم فرهنگی، سیاسی و مذهبی در زمان خودش داشته. خود دژ حسن صبا به عنوان مرکز حکومت اسماعیلیان در ایران شناخته شده که هسته اصلی منظر فرهنگی علمود به شمار میاد.
Hassan Saba was an Ismaili Shia missionary who traveled widely throughout Iran, preaching to and converting those he encountered. By around 1090 AD, he had chosen Alamut as the base for the sizable group of Ismaili Shia followers he had managed to attract. Of the 20 or so castles that have thus far been discovered by archaeologists in Alamut, many claim the most magnificent of them all is that which Saba restored and named after himself.
Okay, 162. Thank God. I think it's about 20 more steps that I need to go and we'll be at the castle. 163, 164, 165, 166. Okay, this isn't so bad. I think it's just a downward slope from here. The hard part's over. Okay, and I think right around this corner is the Hassan Saba Castle. We're almost there. You've got to be kidding me.
Indeed, there were several hundred stairs left. We had only just begun. The views atop the castle alone would have justified the arduous trek up this mountain. Several oases fill the valleys formed where the hillsides meet, little pockets of lush green dot an otherwise barren landscape. It's a contrast that'll leave you speechless if you're there by sundown like we were.
بالاخره یه قسمتی از تاریخ 1200 سال پیش اینجا یه دولتی بوده برای خودش.
به خستگیش میارزه، این بالا که میای لذت میبری از این.
به نظر من هر ایرانی باید بیاد اینجا رو ببینه.
When the Seljuk Turks tried to attack this castle and take it from Hassan Saba and the Ismailis, they were faced with defeat. The same was true for Genghis Khan and his Mongol troops. And then later on, in subsequent years, the Qajars and the Safavids tried to restore the palace to its ancient glory. But like much of Ghazvin's cultural heritage, this palace has been touched by various generations, empires, and dynasties.
Have time for today, but we will be back next time with more on Iran and the Iranian way of life, so keep watching.
No matter what, we're going to reconcile Mom and Dad tonight. Thank God Sarah and Grandma thought of this plan. I hope it works and we can be one big happy family again. Everyone will be green with jealousy. Wait, how do I spell jealousy? Grandpa, is jealousy spelled J-E-A-L-O-U-S-Y?
Yes, honey. Yes, it is.
Everyone will be green with jealousy, especially those who couldn't tolerate our happiness. It's been dragging out for too long, and I can't bear even one more minute of it. They're going to patch things up tonight for our sake.
While you're waiting for that to heat up, have some of this.
I don't like junk food. Get up and answer it.
Hello? Oh, hi, Mom. How are you? Yes, Mom, he's here. Hold on.
What?
Oh, nothing. Bon appetit. Here, it's for you.
Who is it?
It's my mom.
What does she want?
She wants to talk to you, and apparently, I'm a stranger here. Just do me a favor, please. Take it.
Hello, Mom. How are you? How's Dad? What? Tonight? No, I'm not busy. What party is that? Is Minu gonna be there? Are you sure? I won't come if you're expecting her. Okay, sure. I'll be there. Okay. See ya. Give my regards to Dad. Bye-bye.
What is it?
Nothing. They're holding two parties. Tonight for me and the kids, and tomorrow for Minu and the kids. You want some?
No, thank you.
At least wipe your mouth. It's stained with the stew.
This is ready. This is
sorry,
ready.
I'm not okay, I'm getting it ready right now.
This is ready.
Get this done on time. Come on.
Okay. Mrs. Minu is here.
Give me two more plates.
Are you leaving?
Yeah, I'm leaving early tonight. If you need anything, tell Miss Matabi. She's in the main hall.
Okay, no problem. By the way, we're starting serving the colorful rice from tonight. I need you to know.
What, really?
Yes.
Let me see
really?
It.
I put it
Mrs. 5 minutes ago.
Yes,
really?
Bab?
Give me a plate of plain rice, please.
Okay.
I'm ready.
What?
I'll
can you pass
right
me
now.
Two chickens, please? I need to start
Look,
cooking
I was
them.
I'm supposed to do this like 10 minutes ago. What's
yeah.
the matter
okay,
with you?
I'm gonna cut this one
do
here.
It faster.
Take the leg off. Why are there some feathers stuck on it?
How is it?
We haven't had colorful rice in our menu for a long time. It tastes delicious. Our old customers are gonna love this rice.
I fry the bearberry and raisins in one pan and orange slices and carrot in another. Then I add some sugar and lime juice to it, and I also soak the almonds and pistachios in a little rose water.
Tell Miss Matabi to put it on the menu again, and see how many customers want it.
Okay, I will.
I'm leaving. Do you need anything else? Is your baby okay?
He's fine. Thanks for asking, Mrs. Minu.
Okay, goodbye.
Are you sure that's the right order? Okay.
Goodbye, everyone. I'll see you tomorrow, okay?
So stressing today. I can't stand it. It's just so much work.
Do you need it? If you do, then it's right here.
No, it's not necessary.
Hello, Akbar.
What are you doing here?
I want to have a word with you. It's urgent.
About what?
Where are you going right now?
I have some errands to run.
Come with me. I want to take you to a nice place. I'll give you a ride later.
What nice place is that?
I can't tell you. Give me the commission first. Then maybe I'll tell you.
Don't be ridiculous. Get to the point.
My cousin, Marilla, called this evening.
And?
She's going to give us the money. And she'd like to apologize for what she said the other day. She's waiting for us to come and talk to her about it. What do you say?
What, right now?
I swear to God, I spent 2 hours trying to persuade her to agree. Don't make me look bad.
Then how about we do it tomorrow?
Akbar, please, don't embarrass me. She's waiting for us right now at a cafe. Talk to her for a short while and try to be nice to her. Then I'll take you wherever you want to go. Come on, please. Sarah, dear?
Yes?
Put the plates closer to each other so that everyone can sit at the table. With the addition of Manusher, we'll be 9 people. Why don't we just sit on the ground?
Not on the ground, Grandpa. I prefer sitting at the table. If we add some more chairs, then we'll all be able to fit.
Sarah, dear.
Yes?
Would you put these glasses on the table, darling? Thank you
okay.
so much.
Manushe, you should be ashamed of yourself. Why are you playing? Get up and help your mother right away.
But, Dad, you were playing the same thing just a few moments ago.
That's different. Don't meddle in my business. Get up. That guy is...
Grandpa?
Okay, honey, okay. Manushe, get up, will you?
Grandpa, don't worry. I'm going to win. It's 11 to 7. He'll be right with you.
All right, honey. Bravo.
Have you made your choice, madam?
Yes. Special fried rice, please.
Very well. And you, sir?
I'd like to have fried noodles.
And you, sir?
Yes.
Yes?
I want something simple. I'll have the same thing Akbar chose.
Very well, sir.
Thank you very much. I also want some yogurt. It's a beautiful red restaurant, but... Don't you think the waiters are a bit slow, cousin?
That's because you have to pay for the food and the time here.
I'm at your service.
Well, I thought about it, and I'm in. Just name the amount and we'll go to the registry office. We're going there, aren't we?
Of course. Did Safdar inform you of my conditions?
Conditions?
This shouldn't be a problem, yes?
I'm not going to interfere with your affairs, if that's what you mean.
Then everything is all right.
How much do you need?
500 million.
That sounds about right.
No problem.
We're going to have one special restaurant. And much better than this place, that's for sure.
Said, leave the rest of the cucumbers for the salad, would you?
Is it enough?
Yes, that's enough.
Is that your father?
It probably is.
Who is it? It's Farhad. Put the rest of the cucumbers here for the salad.
Right away.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
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 Did you fall over?
You mean this? No, it's just like this. Why would I fall?
It's just like this? You spent your money on torn pants? Are you crazy? How much did you pay for that?
Come on, Mom. Now's not the time to pick on me.
I'm not picking on you. Why are you dressed like that?
Listen, Mom. Just let it go.
He's right. It's okay. Farhad's going to change his pants, and there's no need for you to get angry about it.
Why would I change? Tell me why.
Because I say so! Give me an answer!
Come on, Mom. Why are you trying to force it? I like it this way. Just like this.
Farhad, go ahead and change. Don't you have pajamas here?
I do. But this is just fine.
Go and change. I'm not in the mood.
Mom, you're never in the mood.
Farhad?
Yes, Mom?
What did I tell you just now?
Don't you have anything better to do with your time than just pick on me?
Farhad, my dear, don't you talk to your mother like that.
I have a point here, Grandpa. Instead of picking on me, give me some stability.
Come on, Farhad. Stop it.
But we are so very tired, Grandpa. The only thing they think and talk about is divorce. If you were so self-absorbed, why did you have children anyway?
Honey, it's okay. Go wash your hands. We're having a party tonight. Go comb your hair. Everything will be all right.
I'm not going.
Farhad, stop it. What did I tell you? We're supposed to have a party tonight.
What's the point of having a party? They don't even care about us.
What's wrong with you tonight?
There's nothing wrong with me. But tell me, how long are you going to fool us? How long? And I won't come home anymore. I don't have a home to come to. Mother dear, do you even know what we're celebrating tonight?
Farhad, stop. Let it go.
You actually don't, then. You've even forgotten your own wedding anniversary. I'm sorry, Mom. I really didn't mean to upset you.
What is this? They've mixed macaroni and cucumbers and tomatoes and called it Jing Bang Bang Jing.
Hello.
Hello.
Is the food to your liking?
It's perfect. Thank you very much.
Did it taste okay?
It's delicious, just as
excuse
always.
Excuse me, yes. We ordered some yogurt. Also, can we have some bread, please?
All right,
thank you very much. Thank
all right. Cousin, do you know how to make Chinese food?
Yes.
It's off. Grandma.
Mommy?
Where did Akbar go?
He'll be back. You can thank me now, cousin. Come on, you can say it.
What for?
I gave you a restaurant on a silver platter. Don't underestimate Akbar. He's bad-tempered, but he's got a golden touch. Even if we get half of what I have in mind, we'll be a winning success, I'm telling you.
Well, we'll see about that.
Hello, Mr. Javadi. Look, Javadi, I've changed my mind. I don't want to sell my house. No, I don't want to sell it. Listen to me. Don't put it on sale. Okay.
Here he is.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Where have you been? Your green tea got cold.
Oh, dear. I have to go. I'm really late.
Go where?
I promised the children to have dinner with them at my in-laws. Oh, dear.
What's wrong with him?
Nothing serious. I think his blood pressure dropped. It runs in the family. His sister is like that as well. It's nothing to worry about, you know.
Mom is leaving us.
Where to?
Do something to stop her.
Why in the world should she stay? If your father's not coming.
Dad called and said he's on his way here.
Sir, can you please drive a little faster?
Minu, please. Please wait, Minu.
Don't insist, Dad.
Why are you trying to ruin everything, Minu?
I'm not trying to ruin anything, Mom.
Then stay. Let us resolve this ridiculous misunderstanding tonight.
Minu, your children have come up with this plan for your sake. I wish you were as considerate of them as they are considerate of you.
Trust me. If I wanted to, I would...
Akbar, where have you been? You were supposed to come here.
I had to take care of something.
What do you mean?
That's my own business.
Listen up here. You didn't have anything to take care of? You just wanted to belittle me, that's what.
What's that? What's going on here? What are you talking about?
The kids came over to celebrate your wedding anniversary. Apparently you forgot about it.
So then what's wrong?
It's too late, Akbar. Too late.
Yes, I'm late. So what's the problem?
It's really no use talking to you. My poor kids thought they could do something about it all. But it's no use.
You've changed. Why? What is it that I'm not aware of? Why don't you put an end to this ridiculous quarrel? Didn't we have enough?
Dad, Mom, stop it, please. You're in the middle of the street. Please, let's
Hold
go
on.
Inside for a minute to discuss.
Excuse me.
Stop. Sarah, please, don't even insist. Let them go. Let them separate. When two people are so selfish that they don't see anyone but themselves and care about no one, even their own children, it's just so selfish. I mean, they should separate. Go on. Go on! Get divorced! We can't even stop such wicked and traverse and... Get divorced! Just...
You mean tragic, don't
you,
right?
Go on, go on. All they ever do is fight. You don't even care. You don't even care!
Go inside.
Leave me alone.
Sarah, please give me the car keys. I really have to go now. Sarah!
Yes, Dad?
I was talking to you. Give me the keys.
Oh, the car keys. Give me the car keys.
Go inside. Go inside! All of you! Manushe, go inside. Go inside! I said go inside!
All right, I'm going.
Thank you.
That's it. They both left.
Who cares? Good riddance.
You blew it. Why did you talk like that? What the heck were you thinking? Are you crazy?
I read it in a magazine yesterday. The story was so heartbreaking. I was very impressed, but I honestly don't know why I didn't work on them.
And you thought that if you say those things, Mom and Dad will reconcile, right?
Look, when the kid said those things in the story, his parents actually became ashamed of themselves. And then they started crying. And then they had to end their quarrel because they were so embarrassed. Look, it's written here. Let me see. I'll show you. Hold on. Look, look, it's written here about the effects of this story. It made many couples who were on the verge of divorce decide otherwise.
Right, Shireen. You're really an optimist.
Wasn't it good?
Not really.
Didn't you see yourself?
What Shireen just said could melt the heart of the most cold-blooded person. But it had no effect on them.
But I was actually watching them really closely. Mom and Dad were looking at Shireen in a very odd way. If you had said a few more sentences, you had gotten through to Mom and Dad.
It was just too long, Farhad. I couldn't memorize it all.
They were surprised because they were wondering how Shireen has learned such things. She never written anything in her life. Either we or Mom did it.
No, that's different.
What they need is a psychologist, not an essayist. Wait a minute. Why didn't I think of this sooner?
Think of exactly what, Uncle?
I know a psychiatrist who is a couple therapist.
That's so strange. Why didn't I think of it sooner?
You have a couple's therapist friend? Who is he?
Yes, Father, it's Bauman. He used to visit our house a long time ago, do you remember?
The tall one?
No, Dad. He wasn't very tall, but... Don't you remember him? He came to our house and used to praise Mom's cooking, especially our fava beans.
Is he educated?
Oh, Dad. Huh. He even has a show on TV. He's really good at his job. I spoke to him on the phone just a few days ago, but it never occurred to me. I could tell him about Minu and Akbar. You know what he said once? That he dissuaded dozens of couples from getting divorced.
Manishe, he's not making this up, is he?
Of course not, Dad. He's a respectable man.
But you just said he's your friend.
Manucher, make an appointment with him. It doesn't hurt to try.
You're absolutely right, Mom. We'll go right in now, and we'll call him. Let's go, okay? Come on, everybody. Let's get inside. Come on.
What will come to those who ridicule and laugh at the prophets? This is not something you want to do.
Arrest and question any stranger who sets foot in the city, do you understand? I don't want one word spoken without our guards hearing and recording what was said.
At a time when sadness and futility reigned, everyone hopes for salvation.
For years, the rabbis at this temple, including myself, have anxiously awaited the arrival of the Messiah.
Has he been born yet?
He has. I heard his cries with my own ears.
The child that I wanted to devote to you has turned out to be a girl.
The boy we await will be a great man. However, he has to be born to a great and pious mother. A woman even more virtuous than you, Hannah. The promised Messiah will be born to your daughter.
She is your servant, your humble servant. This is Mary.
A holy girl, a holy woman, a holy child.
God knows there is no other human being like the girl in your arms. She has greatness within her, Much more greatness than anybody realizes, my dear.
No girl has ever served in a temple. No female has ever entered this holy place.
The Chosen One.
Well, Zachariah, I heard you're making a hut in the temple for Mary.
Is it possible that Mary could someday be Christ's mother?
Whatever may happen to your daughter is God's will. The health and well-being of every person rests in His hands. I can only pray for your child and her health. The voice said, God has chosen you, Mary. It called out my name, along with the name of three other women. That voice was so beautiful. Oh, Grandfather, the way it said those names.
The Christ will come and abolish these money-loving hypocrites who would keep them in bondage. He will loose their bindings.
How can we be expected to speak to a newborn baby?
Saint Mary, coming soon on iFilm.
Where did I put that number?
Okay. Uncle?
Here, give me the phone. Okay.
Shh. I have an idea. Shirin should talk to him.
What am I supposed to say, Uncle?
No, not you. Sarah, you'd better talk to him.
Why not me?
Hello? Hi, Doctor. It's me, Manucher. Kirka. Thanks, Doctor. How are you? Where are you? I won't take much of your time. We have a problem. Not me. My sister. You know her. Minu.
Hey, Manucha. I'm going to the studio. I'll give you a number and you can call me later. What's the reason for their quarrel?
Well, Minu and her husband, Mr. Ali Makam, they want to get divorced because they're both very stubborn.
Good. It's a good case. We can talk about it. Write it down.
Yes. Yes, I wrote it all down, Dr. Barman. Sarah, my sister's daughter, will talk to you. Okay, Doctor? I'll call you in 3 minutes. Sure, thank you. Thank you. You see, Dad?
Yes.
We just made an appointment. I told you he's a good guy. He never forgot where he came from.
Hello, everyone. We're happy you've tuned in to our program this evening. Greetings to our dear friends all over our dear country, Iran. And welcome to Friendship Alley's program.
As usual, tonight we're going to listen to your problems and
have our expert, Dr. Bahman Amiri, who is here with us in the studio, try to help you with them. Now, Dr. Amiri is
a recognized expert in the field and has had proven success in helping many Iranian families improve their interpersonal relationships.
3 minutes are already up. Let's make the call, honey.
Should I introduce myself to him?
The doctor is one of us. He'll keep our secrets, so it's okay.
Hello? Hi. Excuse me, can I talk to Dr... What's his name?
Dr. Bahman Amiri.
I'd like to talk to Dr. Bahman Amiri.
Hello, Doctor.
Hello, and good night. Go on, tell us and those who are listening to the Friendship Alley's program about your problem. We're listening.
He would like me to tell all the listeners as
Go
well.
Go on, honey. Tell him what a mess we are in right now. What's wrong with that? He has to know the problem before he can give us a solution. He can't just make a lucky guess, okay?
Okay. So, Doctor, as you were saying...
What's the problem?
Listeners?
Mm-hmm. Well,
what does he mean
the
by
issue
listeners?
Here is that we don't really know what to do with our parents' problem.
Why? What's the problem?
Our parents are getting divorced over a small misunderstanding.
Oh,
you see,
no,
my mom
ruined.
Had an interview on TV.
I saw and, every radio show.
And she said something in that interview that really upset my father.
He says our mother insulted him in front of the whole nation with that sentence that she
said. And so now he feels really, really upset because...
Really? Interesting. This can be a challenging topic for tonight's program. In order to get a better understanding of the situation and find a solution,
We have to go back a little and listen to the causes of the problem. I'm listening.
You mean I should start from the beginning?
Well, since we're short of time, you'd better give us a brief summary.
Well, I'm gonna give you the whole story back to when it started. To put it in a nutshell, our parents are very selfish.
My mom says she's the boss, and my father says he's the boss. And that's why our life
is entirely messed up, because...
What's your name again?
I'm Sarah Alimagam from Tehran.
Don't tell him your name! Don't tell him your name! Oh no, God!
I'm Sarah.
What does your father do?
Sarah, if your father finds out, we'll all be dead!
Keep quiet, I can't hear a word!
Uncle.
Pardon, what did you say?
I never listened to the radio. But I've seen your father listening to the radio in the car, you
Well, they were partners in a restaurant, and everything was good up until that interview.
Do you mean they never had a problem before that interview?
No, they didn't. I mean, it was never serious if they had.
Hey, sir! Shh! I'm talking to you, sir.
You're at fault because you hit me from behind. But I don't want any compensation. Just go.
Well, thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
The problem that one of the two parties caused is...
Uman, where's the radio?
What?
My niece is talking on a radio show. Where the hell did you put it?
I don't know.
Where could it be? I don't see it.
Your relatives are all trying to become famous. Tell them to help me, too. I'm quite dashing.
Is seriously challenged, and his or her family is also seriously challenged. This situation could happen to anybody, anywhere.
I happen to know of a recent case that is almost exactly like this. It's really interesting. Miss Sarah, what did you say your family name was again?
I'm Sarah Alimagam. Sarah Alimagam.
Miss Alimagam.
Well, since we want our dear listeners to take part in the program, let us listen to one of you who's on the line.
Oh, shh, come on.
We have a few callers waiting right now.
Oh, God.
Hello? Hello, do you hear me? My name is Abdal Skurkapaklu.
I'm 52 from Yazd. And I have four kids. I happened to hear this lady's interview, and I think Mr. Alimagam is 100%... Right. When a woman marries, she has to accept the fact that her husband has the last word in every single matter. There's no going around it. Otherwise, their marriage won't last. I believe Mr. Alimagam should divorce his wife, and she should return all the properties to her husband. Yes. Thank you very much. My name is Akhtas Kukabaklu, and I'm calling from Yazd. Thank you very much.
Have your parents been involved in physical violence?
Physical violence?
No, thank God. That has never happened. But they each insist on getting divorced. It's just so horrible.
Would you please turn down your radio?
Okay, I'm sorry.
What did your mother say exactly?
Didn't I tell you it's a live show?
I don't
really exactly remember what she said, but it was something like that she was the boss and the manager,
and that my father was just the cook.
Shh.
Hold on,
head chef.
Someone's on the line.
Hello there.
Go on, please.
Yes,
where are you calling from?
Murad Veys Muradi, and I'm calling from Kermanshah. I'm a hard worker, and I'm 43 years old. I'm married, and I have three kids. Yes, I think Mr. Alimagam is absolutely 100% right. He has to divorce his wife. According to what I gathered from what his daughter said, this lady...
Don't say your name. Don't say it.
Yes, excuse me. Can you hear me? Well, from what I understand, this woman has put all the properties under her own name. That's why she feels she's the boss, which is not a good attitude for marital life. I personally believe that every effort we make is for the sake of our family, but we shouldn't give them the financial control, because it might cause trouble.
What? I'm not to blame. How was I supposed to know that the stupid doctor was going to go live on the radio? How was I supposed to know this?
I'm calling from Kermanshah.
Put yourselves in your poor children's shoes. If you end up getting divorced, what will happen to your poor children then?
Thank you.
Farhad get the door?
I already rang the bell.
And I'll do it again.
Who is it?
Mom and Dad are outside.
Who?
Both of them.
Yes, but what if they've heard us?
Oh, no. Oh.
Open the door, honey.
No, Grandpa.
Why don't they open the door?
Come on in.
Open the door.
Open the door!
After you.
No, after you.
You're the boss, so after you.
What? Where's the fire?
Dad, where is Sarah?
She's inside.
Sarah talked on the radio and yet you didn't scold her about that? You think that's funny?
Of course it's funny. When you go and have your grand interview on TV, it's no wonder your daughter does the same.
Akbar, don't start that again. I just said one little word.
One word?
One sentence.
Excuse me, but that single sentence of yours traveled all over the world. Now you're trying to vent your anger on my poor girl.
I'm wondering, did you tell her to say those things on the radio?
No. But now that I actually think about it, I see nothing wrong with it at all. Sarah, my dear, well done. Bravo! You did great!
I just pity you.
Bravo!
Akbar, close the door.
Okay.
Guys, I think Dad has totally lost it.
Well, I'm still wondering why the doctor didn't tell me the program was going to be live on radio and that it was going to be a discussion forum.
In the 40 years you've lived in this world, have you ever done anything right, Manuj?
That man with the accent who called later.
What?
Well, the way he talked was so familiar.
What did your friend, Dr. Bachmann, say in the end? What did he say to you?
It's complicated, Mother.
We didn't get to hear what he said. Tell us. Neither did I.
Me neither.
I didn't either.
Me neither.
All right. Come on. Let's get back. Inside.
Thank you.
The Season of Friendship. In 13 episodes, each 40 minutes long, The Season of Friendship aims to introduce ancient Iranian myths as well as old Persian epics and stories to children. This puppet series is directed by Somaya Abdullahzadeh and Farzad Mohtamedi for the Golestan Provincial Television Channel. Now, let's take a closer look at some shots from behind the scenes and learn more about the crew involved in the production.
از این قراره که ما می‌خوایم یه فضایی رو معرفی کنیم که توی این فضا حضور ننه سلما و عمو نوروز رو داریم و اینکه می‌خوایم بپردازیم به سری مسائل قدیمی و اسطوره‌ای داستان‌هایی که بین ننه سلما و عمو نوروز همیشه اتفاق افتاده.
گذشته بالای گوشش سوارش هم میشم ولی کلا با هم دیگه حرف میزنیم میشورمش تمیزش میکنم بهش غذا میدم با هم دیگه خوب و مهربون
ما احساس کردیم که کمتر راجع به عمو نوروز ننه سرما و همینطور بحث عید کار شده در گروه کودک و نوجوان سعی کردیم برنامه رو پیاده بکنیم و بسازیم خب همونطور که میدونید عمو نوروز بشارت دهنده نوروز آغاز فصل جدید و بهار هست و ننه سرما هم که به هر حال حضورش در زمستان هست زمانی که حالا عمو نوروز میاد ننه سرما جمع میکنه کاسه گوزش رو اصطلاحا هم میره
عمو نوروز که میاد چی میگه؟ میگه عید اومده دوباره قشنگ شده همه از علکی دارم میخونه نمیدونم دقیقا چی میگه
عمو نوروز اومده نوروزی خانی بلده شادی هر سال میاره تو باغ دلگل میکاره
داستان از این قراره که یه سری شخصیت های دیگه ای داریم به عنوان بنفشه و یه پدر بزرگی داریم که اوسمراده که بنفشه نوشه و یه روباه داریم که هیلگر و بدجنس نقش منفی کار رو داره با حضور اینا ماجرا شکل میگیره و تکمیل میشه و یه کاراگاهی که کم و بیش حضور داره و اتفاقاتی که توی قصه میفته رو به هر حال تهش کاراگاه پی به ماجرا میبره
عروسکی شیوه خاصی داره مثلا تو وقتی که دختر میگردونی یه جوره وقتی که پیرمرد میگردونی یه جوری دیگه پیرزن یه جوره دیگه پسر یه جوره دیگه هر کدوممونم یه عروسک ثابت داریم من بنفشه رو میگردونم
میدونین ما یه دونه روباه داریم خب که این روباه یه کمی بدجنسه بعد همش نقشه های بد و اینا میچینه بعد این خره ما نیست که ساده از خره به خاطر همین گولشو میخوره یه اتفاقی میفته اینجا ولی آخرش همه چی به خوبی و خوشی تموم میشه
بریم ضبط 3 2 1
هدف اصلی کارگردان هنری اینه که یه تسلطی روی متن داشته باشه یه دکوپاژی داشته باشه و اینکه بدونه که متن رو چجوری با هم بچسبونه و چفت و بست بده و اینکه ته ماجرا چه اتفاقی بیفته که متن یه نتیجه مثبت و درست و حسابی از توش در بیاد و اینکه با سلیقه خودش بتونه یه جذابیت تصویری و هنری از خروجی کار در بیاره.
دلم بلات آش میپزم ننه 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 ننه، آشو با جاش میپزم ننه 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 ننه، ماش ندلم توش بلیزم به جاش یکم کامیلیزم، به جای آبم توی اون بلات نوشابه میلیزم. بابا
Stop, Gatale!
Come here.
Hey, you're hurting me!
I can't come!